Hello there, everybody. Welcome to the Heed Army podcast. What a show we've got lined up today. We've got guests galore, but unfortunately, we haven't got Davey Steele off. So he's got man flu. Me and Mickey witnessed that firsthand yesterday when he was sat watching the game of us over the internet. Hello there. There's my daughter over my shoulder. And he was dressing gown. He wasn't looking his healthiest. But before we go any further, we always like you to subscribe if you could. That would be amazing. Help us reach more people and talk as we've got people here. You can message us when you are watching on YouTube, as Christopher Story has put it. Good evening, gents, and good evening, Christopher Story. We'll be with you very, very soon. But on top of that, why not as well say thank you to our sponsors, Northern Print Solutions, and to our friends. I always get this the wrong way around. There we go. And to Patrick here, who we will be speaking to very, very shortly. So give them a like on social media as well, because without them, we wouldn't be able to broadcast the way we do. And it is very important that you do that. Right, it's time to bring Mickey in. Hello there, Mickey. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Can you? Yourself?
Tired. My mum's in hospital again, but she's hopefully going to be on the mend soon. Amazing. Yeah,
well, soon.
Yeah, it's tell you what, it's been an amazing week it's been for Gateshead. Two wins on the road. The men in black on the road, as it were, scoring goals for fun. We're going to get into that. Of course, the Wealdstone win and the Kidderminster win last night. If you were down there, please message us, let us know what it was like. Watching it on the stream looked like a commanding performance. We, you know, give them two half chances to get a shot away. Monty wasn't really tested. Of course, Monty's back for the fourth time at the club as well. So much to talk about. Then after we've talked about the games, quickly we're going to speak to Josh from Patrick, catch up with the guys there, and interesting things about the future, hopefully. And also as well, we'll be speaking to Tracy from the Gated Soul, talking about what the Soul's been up to and everything else in between. And of course, with the Foundation, because the Foundation have something interesting on this Friday at Bencham Grove Community Centre. We'll be speaking about that later on. So if your children are half term, get your ears pricked and get yourself along. So, Mickey, before we go any further, let's get the highlights on of yesterday's game. I haven't got the Saturday game because we haven't got enough time to put it all in. But what a performance it was, Mickey. I'll just put a small there so people can see the action as it unfolds. But first of all, we'll talk about Monty being back. Fourth time at the club. Initially a one-month loan. He is eligible to play in the FA Trophy. Of course, his heroics in the FA Trophy got us to Wembley last year. So that's a dubious one. I still think that went in over the line, by the way. We'll have a little look here from this angle. I haven't seen this yet. Let's have a little look. Did this look like it went in?
Ooh.
Just kept it out, hasn't he? Interesting angle. But yeah, no, great to see Monty back at the club.
Oh, absolutely delighted. Well done to Davina McCall for bringing Monty and Kenton Richardson back together as a family. I mean, both of them absolute spitting dabs, aren't they?
Well, they've got similar looks. Trina's put evening all. We've got one from Sean and, of course, from Nathan as well. Thank you very much for contacting the show. Everyone, get your messages in. And just see here, nice to see Monty back, make an appearance. Didn't see that coming. Clean sheet as well on his fourth debut. Yeah, you can't ask for much more than that, can you?
I've got a lot of time for Monty. And I'm probably the worst person to speak to because I think he's an absolutely cracking keeper. Well, he's experienced.
There is actually some more news on Monty as well. Congratulations on his engagement as well, announced today. So I think he's got a Bambino on the way as well. So to the future Mrs. Montgomery, you've got yourself a keeper. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, awful joke. But back to the game. Of course, there we go. We fought. It was just going to creep over, but Wheelo had to put it in. Another fantastic performance from the Dynamo there. Marcus, a little bit unlucky that it didn't have the legs on it to get over by itself. But, you know, the lads are linking up really well at the moment.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Oldham, when Wheelo joined us from Oldham, he got absolute pelters. All I can see at Oldham is if you've got any crap, any more crap players like that, send them, what were we?
they weren't very complimentary about when he signed for Gator just before the game. But he's never looked back since that performance and just seems to get better and better. Mickey, something happened in the second half, and it's a bit of a catchphrase for you. We never score from corners. It does. This is a beautiful pass as well by Story. There, oh. You see that. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, there we go. I think this one that leads to the corner. It might well be. Yes, it is. But see, Mamadou Diop. Here we go.
Wow. Look at this. Wow.
Yeah.
Trina literally picked me off the floor when that went in.
Well, as I say, I haven't seen it from the next angle. Oh, no, I thought Jack might have got it on a different angle of his camera behind the goal. But oh, he has. Here we are. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, no stopping that. And as I say, lovely. Of course, Mamadou has had his loan extended till the end of the season from Cambridge. And the lads enjoying his football, as they all seem to be. Great team spirit on social media at the moment.
And Marcus, it'll be all-round team performance, wasn't it? Really good team performance last night.
Marcus will be kicking himself. He should have maybe had a hat-trick with the one-on-ones. But he's still getting in them positions to do it, and you'd rather have a striker getting in the positions and having the chances than not.
Yeah.
So the positives are there, and he's still got 20 goals this season, let's not forget. Bad season, is it all null? But as I say, well, that's the... I'll take the highlights down, but I'll just bring up the on second, the league table. Of course, we're sitting in sixth. We were as high as fourth in the live league table. I know the live league table makes no difference. It's what it is at the end of the game. But of course, Gateshead sitting there now, 32 games played, 53 points. We've got games in hand on the teams below us and on the teams in front of us. It's a nice position to be into. Now, we play bottom of the league side, Oxford, which we'll get into later on Saturday, and Mickey, it's a beautiful position to be in, and players to come back as well.
Well, that's what I was saying last night. You've got four or five players to add into that. You've got Connor McBride, you've got Tinkler, Ollie, Tom Allen, Regan Booty to add to that squad.
Yeah, it's all late new signings, they're all got impact in their own areas as well, which is really exciting. Right, we've got loads of messages and loads of people watching as well. Please hit the subscribe button if you are watching on Twitter or X, as it's called these days, on X or Instagram. Please come over to YouTube, hit subscribe, because we cannot get your messages from Twitter and Instagram, sadly. It's the way the system works that we've got, but please do get involved, send messages. Lots of people have. Mr. Luke, evening, gents. What a week to be a Gateshead fan. Two brilliant wins in the space of 5 days. What more could you ask for? Don't want to get greedy, but more wins, please. See how high we can go. The enigmatic and beautiful Liv Walden has said, good evening all. We hope that the girls are all right with Poppy and Tabitha are watching as well. And hope Darren's hand's better as well. Nice to see Monty, but I had that up before. Evening, fellas. Two brilliant away days. Got a feeling, be feeling the side effects from all the travelling from it. Yes, Dan Bell, he did the Megabus, was it? Or National Express down to Wealdstone, which is no feat in itself, is it? You know, it's a long way to go. And
on commentary.
Yes, certainly is. Just having a little look down here, we've got more messages flying in. Patrick Story, evening all, we're on a run. Someone's put here, another one, everyone's saying good evening. Hello, I'm Northern Beast Media, who might get us mentioned tonight. Let's have a little look here. We've also got Charles Woff, a double Wembley trip is still on. God, my wallet would be crying if that happened, but I would be a happy crying. Mamadou get the ball. Breaks free. I think this is a song, isn't it, that he's done here to come up with. I'm not going to go through that. But thank you for the message. Evening all, what a fantastic couple of results. There's still loads of messages coming in. Harry has put, afternoon, lads. It must be afternoon where he is. Anyone know if Rob Elliott is back as a player? I heard he retired, but I think Lucas Lowry has taken his shirt number. Well, he did have an operation, so I do think that if he was still down to play, I think that's him out for the season with a knee
up. Yeah, definitely. He only had a knee up. Was it a week on Friday?
Yeah, and he was down there. So, yes, and we've got a few messages coming in here. There's lots and lots. We'll get through them. We have got our first guest. We're going to bring him on in the moment. But before we do that, please do like and subscribe to the Heed Army podcast. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Josh and we'll be talking all things Patrick and, of course, admiring those beautiful strips that we're wearing who knows, talking about new ones for next season. Well, Josh, he joins us now, and both me and Mickey have not shaved to try and grow a perfect beard like yours, Josh. It isn't happening. Got too many patches.
He's looking very Simon Cowell-esque, isn't he?
Simon Cowell.
Looking gorgeous.
He's looking like a cross between Ryland and Simon Cowell.
Oh, wow. Ryland as well.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult, but welcome to the show. we haven't been able to speak to you in a little while. I'm guessing a very busy time for in your industry at the moment, trying to nail down new teams and sort out designs and the likes.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time at the brand. You know, things are really going well. You know, it's gone so well that you've not heard from me in a little while. It's been so busy. You know, we're really excited to see what you know comes next, but it's it's really, really exciting. I think you'll only be hearing good things from us going forward. We're just really excited to be your brand partner again, and just looking forward to showcasing you everything we've been working on.
It certainly is, and we've got someone here. Look at this, John Carden. He's put shout out to Patrick. Love the kit.
Wow, there we go. That's our manager. That's our manager, actually.
We love our podcast themed t-shirts as well. They're beautiful.
Yeah, we're doing.
Always very
fancy. Got a shirt that fits at last, and
we're delighted that you're repping us, and we're really, really grateful, to be honest with you, folks. I know we jest about it, but you guys have been absolutely great. We really appreciate you a lot, and we still talk about you a lot in the office. And we thought, you know what, we haven't been on recently, we haven't been on the podcast, and we need to show our faces again and let you know that we're still very much here.
Yeah,
I think a trip down to Patrick is in order soon.
I'll put you up, absolutely, come down.
Yeah, we'll have to record a behind the scenes.
Make sure we take a big bag, because I need a pair of light blue Rios for a start.
Yeah, we'll call it from
request coming.
Yeah, we'll call it from the packaging, the start to finish of Patrick, how it all goes.
Mickey, I think you're this far away, mate, from changing your name to Patrick by default, mate.
I think I am. It's anything to get away from War Lass. She's out there, mate. I can't even get hit with a tea towel, so it's great. obviously, from your point of view, what's been happening for Patrick and Gated Patrick related?
Yeah, so we've been launching a new site as well for you, which we did with a lot of more merch on there. We know how much you like, wearing the gear. We've been working on a few different items what we feel your fan base would like. We want to let you know that we know we're not just a brand that just create a set of kits and that's it. You know, that's it. We're not going to support you anymore in that side. We very much always looking to change the products up. We've been liaising with you behind the scenes as well, which I think is another reason why these are so important, because, you know, someone can quite happily put something on a store that you don't like because they don't talk, you know, and then what happens to it? So I think communication is key. And I think that, that's something that we've been carrying on. Even if we haven't been on the podcast, we've always talked behind the scenes, don't we? So, we've been putting stuff into place, and you know we are working on a few things already, and I think you'll be delighted to see those. And I'm sure you've got a few requests of your own. I've seen a few concept kits that have been designed online
I think everyone will probably agree if they can let us know. This is the time to give feedback to Patrick. We know that one of the bosses is watching as well. What kind is? Well, me and Mickey are big advocates and a lot of fans of the half and half. Put it in the comments now, because we can put it up, because this is the best thing. It's an open
with thing. A collar, by the way.
With a collar. Yes. Send it.
I love a collar. I love a collar, mate. Yeah. Love it.
Josh, what do you guys see in the kit next year? What would you like to see? So, yeah, that's what obviously what we're just talking about there. So send them in. And also as well, this is another question here. New Wembley kits if we get to Wembley again. Is that a possibility?
100%. Yeah. I mean, I probably get shot now. But no, I think that's got to happen. I mean, we did it for you last year and it just flew, didn't it? Yeah. I think, you know, you're only, two games off Wembley now, aren't you? I mean, it's got to. I mean, we're all behind you. You know, you deserve to win it this year. You deserve to win it last year, but even more so this. Yeah, it's got to happen, hasn't it? You know, we've got a really talented set of designers. I mean, I spend most of my day just sort of like in awe. And I'm not just saying that because I work for a brand. I'm a massive fan of kit design in general. And honestly, some of the stuff they're doing, I often call them the magicians of material.
Yeah.
Is exactly what they are. So whatever you folks ask for, I can honestly say you
Dan
are.
Bell's put League Two badges on the sleeves next year's kit. That would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
I mean, yeah, we can't perform that miracle. Your team might have to do that, but we'll be here. Don't you worry to make sure that they're safely attached to the sleeves.
Yeah. Oh, well, we've had an invitation here. This is lovely. I think we'll have to take one. Lads, get yourself to Leeds. We'll take you around the facility and show you how we make your kit. And then in the centre, see how you can handle your beer. Well, that's a very nice invitation.
I can't really handle my beer, but I'll certainly have a look around Patrick, that's for sure.
Definitely.
It's a date.
It definitely is. We'll bring the cameras down. Just have a little look around. We've got some more messages here. Of course, there's someone we're probably going to mention. I'm going to knock up some concepts up. Got to be done. Love the old LCL style shirts. Now, that was a half and half one for anyone of not of a certain age. Now, obviously, you mentioned before, Josh, that we've been speaking behind the scenes and stuff. Obviously, people aren't seeing that type of thing about potential new merchandise. And we mentioned about the fantastic that Jamie does at Northern Beast Media. And there is some things in the pipeline coming along that way. Is there any time period on when things might happen on that front?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. It's something that we know that your fan base are very aware of. It's something that you see on a match day on the Instagram. You know, he's a local artist, isn't he? And he's a very talented one as well. A lot of his designs, you know, really were well received here as well. In terms of timing, it's just a matter of, you know, what the club and has come to. It's something that we are, you know, aware of, and you know, we built that store, you know, so that we can actually you know, use it as a blank canvas for whatever you want to go on there. So it's certainly a conversation, folks. And you know, unfortunately, my side of it is almost kind of like the messenger. And it's what happens between the parties will make its way there. But you know, the designs speak for themselves, and you know, like I said, it's absolutely.
We haven't showed them, but obviously they are this.
They're fantastic.
They are fantastic. In a word. There is one that is that. Well, there's a few that'll blow people's minds away, and I think you'd see them all over if when they are available. We've got a couple of messages here. Any news on Child Range yet? Merchandise.
Nothing as yet. Again, it's something that we're working on. We're also working on an episode of you guys to actually figure out what you folks want. Something that we're offered the chance to do by Dave and yourself, Mickey, and we want to come on and we want to get that feedback off you because there's still time to incorporate that sort of stuff. We know how important it is for the whole family to be wearing their team colours and such. So, in answer to your question, we are aware. We are working on it. We're also trying to develop and enhance what you've already got. You know, we're looking at different sort of like fabric combinations, and we're looking at different ways in which we can make a shirt that's you know, fully worthy of your club. And you know, we are still, you know, a brand that are working and trying to improve everywhere. You know, there is nobody that is the finished article, and we're constantly looking to improve. And you'll see that. I know you'll see that, and I see it every day. So I'm just excited for you to see it. But no, I've just seen that comment.
I was waiting to see it.
No. Well,
we've got another one. I think fans have seen the Gilles, Gator Gilles there. An idea. You corrected that. I think because the playing staff have them. I don't know if they've been available, but obviously they've caught the eye of the fans in the range of stuff that you've provided for the team on the match day stuff.
Do you know what's happened is that we've developed everything. We've brought out what we did when we launched the kit and everything that came with it. And I think what's happened is there's been an avalanche of positivity and also people wanting to wear what everyone's wearing on the touch and such. And, you know, these things are designed and these things are manufactured months in advance. And we order a certain amount, but we feel will be the amount that will be necessary. And then when we get this kind of positivity from you as a fan base, you know, we obviously need to go back and get those back in. But I think, you know, depending on how the next season goes, you know, and where we are in the lead up to that, you know, we learn and we see what you've liked, what you've bought. And again, these Imagine Gateshead FC trainers. Yes, we are imagining them. Trust me, we've been talking about them as well. But yeah, in answer to your question there, Dave, you know, we are aware of what you want. And trust me, the people that can do that will do that. So yeah, we'll make sure that you have everything that you want.
I mean, just to make you blush a little bit, I was fortunate enough to get one of the travel or like, you know, touchline jumpers before Wembley to wear at Wembley, obviously, because we're obviously representing the club doing the commentary. Now, I've wore the life out of this, and I'm not just saying it because you're here. Normally, with this tape material, you'll get bobbles and clings.
Yeah, it's true. But
for the amount of times I've wore it, and I mean, it's got a slight like fleece line as well. It's lovely. And as I say, if these are available to the fans for next season, I think you've got an absolute a fantastic.
This is it. Like the brand itself, the origins were that everything was built to last. I mean, you know, we've sort of dived into rugby this year. We've got two clubs, Swinton Lions and Lee Leopards. We look back at the days where we used to have Leeds Rhinos. Leeds is where the brand are based. And we got one of the shirts in back from 2005. And the actual... you know, the actual, you know, again, I've just read that comment. You're going to have to stop these comments and go live.
I couldn't stop myself.
But no, what I'm trying to say is that our garments are built to last. Like, you should have seen this shirt that we got. This 2005 Leeds Rhino shirt got delivered to the office, and you would not know that it wasn't an old garment. It was still pristine. Yeah. So our stuff, even now, we build it with care. And you're right, it doesn't bobble. It's great. It's made of stronger stuff.
I've wore it on two holidays. I wear it nearly every day, to be honest. I just, when I take the kids to school, I'll put it on. And
you're a global ambassador, Dave. That's what you are.
I'm just a creature of habit, but ambassador as well. That's where I put it. But no, like, without being funny, like, it really, because I was over the moon to get one. Honoured that, you know, I got one at the time, but like, I thought myself, I want to look after this. I don't want it to, you know, not look like it does. Exactly. And I just wore it, and it's just like continuous. There's no fraying, no anything. And also, it's got the thumb holes as well, which is absolutely fantastic.
That's right. It's a nice little feature, mate. And it's, right. And I'm delighted that you think that. And, you know, it's just that kind of feedback that makes us more devoted to supplying that sort of stuff.
Obviously, I know you've been very busy over the recent weeks and months. I don't know if you've seen an episode where a Gateshead fan had their underpants that they wore for 30 years to every Gateshead game.
That is fantastic.
Well, they've got can Patrick Bonifacio heed underpants that last for 30 years?
Yes, we can.
I'm hoping I've still got a picture of the underpants. I haven't. It's just as well.
Comes with its own way of brush.
It was only the stains holding them together. It was only the stains holding them together. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But obviously, just while we've got Josh here, if you have any other questions or ideas for concepts of strips, please do send it in now. If not, Josh are probably watching this back and his bosses are watching. So the ideas will be, as I say, taken on board. We've got here, great to see the third kit's on sale. We'd never see a third shirt gated. And I'm sure there was another one, someone asking if they were still on sale, the third strips. So are you?
I wouldn't mind a third shirt in a rather large man's shirt, if you don't mind, Josh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, who am I to say no to you, mate?
Yeah. I wouldn't advise it. I'll only find your address.
I will find it. That third shirt came from, you know, league regulations, I think, and we needed to get something for you quite quick that fit in. And I think that shirt, it didn't take that long for us to turn it around. It took a lot of man hours behind the scenes in terms of what you didn't see, but in terms of putting something together, it didn't take that long at all, really. You guys really took to it.
While we're talking about that shirt, I mean, here it is in action. Look at that. There we go.
Look at that.
It's been a lucky shirt as well. The last two games, wore it in the last two games and won the last two games. So there you go. Look at that.
Yeah, you folks really like it, and it is a lovely shirt. It's a lovely kit in general. So we're glad we're able to make that available for you, because I know that you asked. And that's another thing. You know, you talk, we listen. It doesn't just get sort of forgotten about. If you've got any like concept ideas or kit ideas, I'll always share them on our socials. Ours is very open. It's an open forum, and we like to celebrate what you guys do. So yeah, anyone got any designs they want to post on our Twitter or our Instagram, I'll share them on our stories, and I'll also share them on our Facebook and our Twitter as well.
Fantastic. Also as well, we mentioned this before we came on air. It was a common theme in the summer and when the season started, about shirt sizes. Someone's asked 3XLs there. Has that been taken on board for moving forward? Because obviously
it has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know it was a thing that was very much vocal. A lot of people were asking for it. And again, we listened. We are developing it at the moment. That's a sector of a business that I'm not involved in, but I do talk to them about it, and it's through your feedback that has allowed us to develop that. So there was a few people that were saying this needs to be slightly different, or I've tried this and it needs to be slightly this size, or it needs to be a bit bigger here, or a bit tighter here, or a bit looser there. We've got product developers now, where we had before, like I said, we're a growing business, and we've got people now that have the knowledge to actually adapt on your feedback and actually put it into practice. So be sure to see that. Listening.
Someone's just asked a question about, was there a quarters top at some time? And the question was yes, in the 70s. Yeah, so that would be a good concept, a black and white quarter. So it would look. We've had questions about pajama sets, and also, are you doing Patrick Speedos? Just wondering. I'm not making that this time. We get to Wembley, that I'll come out the North Sea like James Bond.
Absolutely. David Craig. Yeah.
No, I've already done that. I did it in the water at Mallorca as a close second, and I cut my toes to shreds on the shells in the water.
We're not in that.
I still looked glorious.
If he'd done it in Tynemouth, that wouldn't have happened. But no, he bottled it, Josh.
I just would have got diphtheria instead. But on that note, someone's put a mankini, a heed mankini. No, we don't need that. A white Gateshead track jacket would be a dream, similar to the retro Newcastle ones.
They're great.
Ones I loved was the Leeds ones of the 70s when they all come out.
Admiral.
That type of style, I think that would be a good tradition to start at a football club.
Listen, you've got people at the helm of the design team, and also of the Patrick manager. He himself is a kit connoisseur, and I can assure you that everything you're saying right now, he'll be nodding his head to. So
I think I look when you see the old Leeds footage when they come out and all turn and wave at the same time. You know, it's an iconic look to me. The Liverpool were the same as well. They had one as well, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah. So there we go. But on that note, Josh, we've got other guests coming on. It's been an absolute honour to have you on. Well, no doubt we'll have you on again for an open networking session with the fans to see what they want in the future going forward, more with where we'll have designs and pictures to put up with ideas, and we'll advertise that show well in advance. So if everyone wants to get involved in that, really is, Josh will tell you that you have your say. We me and Mickey know, and Davey and Jamie from Northern Beast, that everything's taken on board, and you will see something come back from what is said here. And it's been a joy to be, as fans and the podcast, to be involved with yourselves with Patrick. And once again, we thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you ever so much, folks. Good luck with the rest of the season. Good luck with your trip to Wembley. It's happening.
don't jinx we're but fantastic.
We'll see you in about a fortnight, Patrick.
Yeah.
I will let you know when you're coming so you can go out, Josh.
Yeah,
the kettle's on.
Oh, good.
Thanks, bud.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Take care, bud.
There we go. Great to have Josh on. And honestly, Mickey will tell you, we've had probably hours of messages between us all. And everything does come back. We've seen lots of concepts, come from Patrick. We've sent concepts and ideas, and it's just a nice springboard, and hopefully you get the
while Jamie's on there, that lad has designed some absolute cracking stuff, and I hope to see the light of day.
Someone's on there, and there we go. And Natalia's put a message there as well saying thank you, Josh. And of course, Patrick Story put one there as well. If I've missed any of your messages, please do send them again. But hey, the guests don't stop, Mickey. We've got another favorite of the podcast who we'd love to have on. She's always great, and as I say, she's very hard working behind the scenes, and that is the lovely Tracy Wilson. How are you doing, Tracy?
Hello. I assumed you were talking about Stephen there when you said favourite.
Look as if you're in the broom cupboard.
Look like that. This is my office. See, with Rooney and Wack and Phoenix in the background.
Yeah, I was wondering who it was in the Gateshead hat there. But
actually a Stornoway United hat.
Ah, that's it. I thought it was a Gateshead hat. Well,
it's our second team.
Yeah. Tracy, how are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm a bit nervous, actually, because this is the first time I've been on in years where I haven't had a drink before I've actually started talking.
So, yeah.
I'm also wondering if Josh is still listening, if he'd like to send us a few goodies that we could maybe raffle for the Soul and the Foundation. Hello, that would be great. Two really good causes.
Yeah. A million percent. Let us know, Tracy, what you want, and we'll make it happen.
I'll have anything. I'm all fussy.
Right.
Sorry, Josh. We didn't need to see it, Tracy.
Tracy, please be fussy and let me know what you do want, and we'll make it happen.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you. I'm going to make a note of that.
All right.
I can hand you from Josh for the movie. We know that they like to see him. But sorry, Josh. Thank you.
Thank you.
I can see you puzzled and go, oh, Christ, I'm back on. But
anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
I'm actually doing really well at the minute. Obviously, last time I was on, I did overshare a little bit about all my problems and stuff. And all the messages of support and well wishes and stuff I got afterwards was fantastic. So I'd just like to say thank you to everybody. And I am doing really, really well at the minute. But anybody with a chronic condition knows sometimes you're like, you're sailing, you're fine, and then all of a sudden something will come along and just knock you for six. So I'm just making the most of it now while I'm functioning like a functioning person, just about.
Well, nice to hear, Tracy.
Thank you.
And that's the most important thing. Health comes first. But on the soul front, what you got going on?
So, as usual, it never seems like we've done very much, but we are still beavering away behind the scenes. We've got a couple of big anniversaries coming up, actually. So on March the 21st, it's the 5th anniversary of the Gateshead Soul from our first ever sort of like meeting where everybody signed up. And we've been thinking of ways that we can do something to commemorate that. Now, unfortunately, the fixtures and the Easter holidays have not been kind to us, like in terms of when games are landing. So at the minute, we've got our AGM on the same day. So we will be doing something around that, which will be members only. But we are looking to see if we can get some sort of talk in or something organised afterwards that everybody can come along in and have a little bit of a celebration. So we had big plans for a soul day that didn't actually quite work out, but maybe next year.
Yeah. But as I say, obviously there is a few, you know, landmark things coming. Of course, 10 years since the first Wembley visit. Where has the time gone? It just seems to have flew by, doesn't it?
That was the next thing on my list as well, because we've been talking a lot about how we might commemorate that. And we're just really looking for any ideas to find out if there's any appetite for it. So if we did organise something, would people be interested in it? What sort of things would they like to do? We'd probably be thinking around about the Easter holidays or sometime in April, because we don't want to clash with the end of the season, because we don't obviously know what's going to happen. So yeah. Any suggestions would be most welcome. What sort of things could we do to mark this?
Maybe a talking stroke party night where you could have, you know, if former players were willing to come along and have a little chat with, you know, I'm sure Mark would host it on stage, or myself, or even, you know, Matthew Raisbeck, if they're willing, because obviously he was the voice of that FA Cup of that that season, as it were. I think that would be something I'd probably be interested in. You got any ideas?
Have a word with Graham Wood about Gary Mills.
Maybe we'll get Gary Mills up. Yeah.
I was just going to make Ben Clark do it, because technically I'm his boss. So he's just going to order him.
So what we're seeing now is Ben Clark is your bitch.
Well, come on.
The foundation's bitch, not mine. Yeah. I'm a trustee, so, you know, he'll have to do what I tell him. So
too many B words flying about, you naughty people. But yeah, no, I think that if anyone's got any ideas on that, please send them in, tweet the Soul page or message on Facebook as well, or via the website. And of course, unless anyone has been living under a rock, Tracy, would you give a little brief bio of what the Gated Soul is?
Well, we started 5 years ago when we were in very different times. We had some well-documented issues with our ownership at the time. And we started like in a battle to save the club very, very quickly. And then things moved very, very quickly. After a year of our formation, we became shareholders of the club, and we've just sort of like ticked along since then. We sort of like have mixed involvement with stuff. A lot of us are involved on a match day doing a lot of things. I mean, I work on the away turnstile with my husband, Mark and Dave, or obviously the kit men. Merv's there as a volunteer. Charlotte's doing the shop. So everybody's sort of doing things around the club and doing lots of bits and pieces. But we're always seeking to improve and evolve. So I feel like we're ready for maybe a bit of a change of direction, a bit of a revamp. But again, it's something that we'll have to talk to the members about and find out, you know, what do you want? What do you think we should be doing? Because yeah. I think we've kind of just lost a little bit of steam recently. Mm-hmm. And I think I shouldn't really say this, but I will. I'm partly to blame for that, because obviously I haven't been very well. And so I haven't been able to sort of like really get stuck into a lot of things. So a lot of things did end up sliding or get put on the back burner. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're taking advantage of the fact that I'm sort of conscious, able to do things.
Everyone's human. Even the podcast sometimes, either myself, Mickey or Steely, you just haven't got it in you. You know, and you know, life comes first. Of course, we're all very passionate about Gateshead and everything that comes along with it. But you know, we've got a, you know, family and life comes first. But you're in a good place, and obviously we want everyone that's listening. So if you aren't a member of the Soul, you can join and have you know, your say with the Soul and the way things are done and how things are put to the club. So, you know, go along to the Gated Soul website. All the information is there. See what your happy to do and what you're able to do and take it from there. But as I say, Tracy and everyone at the Soul is very, very approachable. And as I was, a word that was taken away here, that was taken out of my mouth, but it's good to put here. Really respect the transparency and accountability. The Soul have been phenomenal for the community and club. And yeah, it, as I say, the transparency is what makes it where it is. And as I say, we can't thank you enough for everything that you do, because we see you on a match day, and not just on a match day. As you say, that's your office and you're working away in there doing things for everybody else.
Yep. I don't know what to say for that. I just say nothing at all.
Tracy being quiet, I kind of believe it. It's because there's not a glass of Chardonnay in her hand.
I haven't had anything. I've got to go to work tomorrow and it's half term, and it's just it's terrible.
I know.
I told David I'd be on my best behaviour. So
yeah, well, that's good. It's very good. As I was going to say, we'll not talk about the time she's been on her worst behaviour, which has never been. She's always been exemplary. But is there any other things that you'd like to highlight or talk about?
Not really.
Highlight. Come on, Tracy. What's been your highlight?
Highlight of what?
Being part of the Soul.
Well, I'm very fond of saying this, and I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway. When Bernard was the chair, we got relegated. When I was the chair, we got promoted, and we went away. So I'm going for me hat trick this season.
We're not trying to say that Bernard Jr. But that would be a good hat trick if I could do it this season. But thank you for coming on, and if people are interested, please do get in touch with the Soul. Doesn't always have to be financial help as well, may I add. They're always looking for volunteers and people to help, and that is what keeps this club going. Along with a lot of people at the club as well, so please do get involved, and please do like and share everything you see online. We try to share as much as we can when we see it, and we want you to do the same. So you might not think it helps just liking and sharing things, but it brings attention to it, and that's the main thing that we all want is attention. This is a funny one. Maybe we should send Bernard to Blythe then.
That's the wrong person you said that to as well. So
yeah, of course. You haven't got an affinity to Blythe. You were only born there, weren't you?
They named a turnstile after my grandfather, so I think I have got an affinity.
Jesus, you're not helping yourself, Tracy. You're never coming back on.
Good. I'll keep going then. I have to say, I was a bit worried about the announcement today, and I've still got a few mixed feelings about that and about how that will pan out. I just hope it all works out okay.
Yeah, I think that's we're not really going to talk about it because it's not our club. But if you have been following it and looking at things online, you just hope it works out. That's the main thing. I don't wish it on any other club to have unscrupulous owners. Not that I'm saying that the new Blythe owner is that, far from it. But questions from fans should be raised when people take over a club, and I hope the Blythe fans do that. Right. But on that note, Tracy, a joy as ever to have you on, and keep going with all the fantastic hard work that you do, and keep smiling on a match day because it makes us all happy.
I smile at the away fans, that's it.
And they're giving you the money.
Yeah.
Apart from the vegans that we had from Altrincham the other day, who started kicking off at me because there was no vegan food.
Oh.
Like the worst person to kick off with.
Kick off with a vegan about it, yeah. So it makes sense.
It was really funny, but never mind. Only trouble I've had this season. Everybody else has been fantastic.
Oh, well, let's hope that continues.
Tracy, I tell you, it's vegans, man. You're full of yourselves and they get on me nerves, you see.
Yeah, just get one of the lovely Dickinson steak and ale pies down here. On that note, before Tracy tells us where to go, we're going to say bye, Tracy, because we have got Steve coming on as well. But Tracy, thank you. And we love you.
See you later, Tracy. Lovely speaking to you.
Bye. There we go. Before we go any further as well, before Steve joins us, you may have seen on one of the advertisements, Johnny Gray, a big contributor to the podcast. Obviously, he took it upon himself because we always ask for predictions at the end, and maybe lazily or just not having the bigger picture. We've never really done a prediction league, but Mr. Gray has stepped forward and collected from last week for the Wheelstone game, the predictions. So there we go. That is the league table. Nobody's flying away with it just yet. I was so close on 4-1. I really thought I was going to get that towards the end of the game.
That's great because I'm higher than Trina.
Yeah.
And she normally gets it right.
Well, there you go. Well, the thing is, right, if I think you're only there alphabetically, maybe.
Probably. Yeah. No, she went 3-0 and I went 3-1.
Going forward on this one now, obviously we've got the two games coming up this week at home to Oxford and away to Woking. So when you're doing your predictions, put them in with the team. Put them both in one message in the games that you're on about. So go Woking 3-2 Gateshead or whatever. So put the scorelines of those games with the corresponding teams and you will be entered into the league. Look, no one's run away with it yet. It's not too late to enter. So if you want to get into it and we'll get that going towards the end of the season. So there we go. We'll get rid of that. But big thank you to Johnny Gray for doing that for us. We really appreciate it. It's added another dimension, hasn't it, Mickey?
It certainly has. It's great. Yeah. I mean, I can see there being plenty of banter among us three if it's nip and tuck between the three of us.
Well, we've got someone here that's being very cocky. He's put, I'm winning it all. but he's been disqualified, unfortunately. He's had points deducted. Ken Webster's put, would anyone want some old programs from the older days? As I know, one wants to get rid. I know someone that wants to get rid of them for free. Well, contact Ken Webster if you're interested in that. As for these Alti fans, have their away lives at Forest Green next season. Yeah, they could. That's a lot of ones there. And how did I manage to get a point? I think because you put that they won, so you got a point there, Mr. Farnfield. Right. We do have another guest. Flying in. So here he is. This is another gorgeous guest. I think we've had three better looking guests, Mickey, on the podcast.
I don't think so.
I don't, but I mean, just everyone brace yourselves. Brace yourselves. Here he comes. Look at that.
I brushed my hair for you.
Oh, that's good.
I'm glad you can brush it.
Yeah. how are you doing, Steve?
Oh, not too bad. How's yourselves?
Good.
Danny?
3 points
off. You'll be great now, Mickey, will you? Now you've sent Trina out on cookery lessons.
Trina can cook, actually, but she wants to learn a bit more about the slow cooker. And before we go any further, we're obviously going to mention these, and I have to mention it while I've got you on. You, Joe, Ben are doing an absolute wonderful job, by the way, at the foundation. And many congratulations. Fully deserve you all the praise that's coming your way.
And I've been lucky enough to take the kids to a couple of the events. And obviously before Christmas, there was a breakfast with Santa, which was absolutely fantastic. And I don't know if Steve managed to have his Christmas dinner, because I think he probably would have been asleep after that one. Very busy day. But fantastic turnout, and those events seem to be growing in popularity. And I don't know if you're going to need a bigger venue soon.
Bigger venue, we're going to need more staff. It's going crazy. I mean, we've had the camps this week, and it's the last day of the camps tomorrow, and there's been 60 kids there each day. So I popped in at lunchtime the day, seen Paul from the school, and I was delivering all the hot meals, the mince and dumplings and everything, and the kids were loving it. To see another 60 of them on it. If we could afford it, we could get bigger facilities. We could probably fit 200 a day.
Yeah.
With the kids, the camps are such a success. We've got Ben, Naz, Dion, who used to play for Gator Ladies, does it. Carl from the ladies team, he's one of my coaches. Ross, who's a coach at the South Shields Academy, he helps out now. It's just it's a great day to see the kids. Yeah. And to see the biggest kid, who is Ben.
Yeah, I was going to say. But I mean, obviously, we're talking about previous events, but there's events to come, though, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got a few coming up. The first one, I know Trina's on it. You'll have seen my slow cooker advertising. That's now full, unfortunately. So all the places have gone on that, but Joe's looking at future events where we're going to be doing air fryer cookery courses and stuff, so keep an eye out for that. We've got the breakfast club tomorrow morning, and sorry, Friday morning. I'll be doing the cooking for that, so it'll be the usual hot bacon sandwiches, sausage sandwiches, toast, yogurts, cereal for the kids and stuff. That's 9:30 to 11. So it'll be me and Paul from the foundation doing the cooking. Joe and Julie, who's our storyteller, crafting person, will be there to keep the kids entertained. After that, in the afternoon, we're taking a number of families to Newcastle University, where Northern Stage are hosting a theatre production of Zog and the Flying Doctors. That's why we've made the Breakfast Club Zog related. There may be a few tickets left. I can't guarantee, but if there is, it'll be first come, first serve for the tickets at the Breakfast Club. If there's any families want to take their kids to the theatre for nothing on Friday, but I can't guarantee there'll be any tickets left. But I can guarantee there'll be good crafting sessions and a mean bacon and sausage sandwich for the if they want to turn up on Friday morning at the main building at Bensham Grove.
I know, I'm devastated, mate, because my kids go to St. Anne's. Obviously, the Catholic schools have a different half term to everybody else, so my kids can't attend, which is a pity because I know they would have loved it. But sorry, what?
And what?
There's a. I'll tell you later. Look at that. See.
Idea for the schools. It's only this year, so October half term, and this one it'll probably be the same at the spring half term.
They've always been that way in Gateshead. They've always had a different because I used to go to Kells Lane, and St. Peter's was always off a different week to us. So yeah, it's a different thing. There was a breakfast club with events and trying to think of the word now, with crafting, and then it could have been going to the theatre after that to go and see a show. I know. But I tell you what, can you just come, to digress away from that. Can you come here and show everyone what you did at school? I thought you might have washed it off yet. She put ink round a cup and it's all round there like a moustache. There we go. Look at that. Got your dad's beard, haven't you? Yeah, in your mum's tash. Right, so...
For the regular Pilates ladies, just a reminder that the Pilates is back on next Friday. It's been off this week for half term. Yeah. So that's back next Friday. And we just got an email this week to say the funding's been given for the Easter camps. So that'll be advertised as normal on my social media in a few weeks' time, but there'll be three camps at the stadium on the first week and three pop-up camps at Felling Park like we did last year.
Yeah,
excellent. And there'll also be two breakfast clubs. That'll be each Friday of the Easter holidays. And I think Joe and Julie are organising a kids' tea party for one of the days as well.
Oh, great. It's all go, isn't it?
Yeah, and
so, unbelievable job, mate.
If and when the leisure centre opens, the junior heat will be back. We've got the funding in place for that. So that'll be the Saturday morning. It's a free football again on the Saturday morning.
Oh, brilliant.
That's great.
And if really your kids live in the Blackhall Mill area or Chopwell, we're hoping Ben or Naz will be going there on a Tuesday evening, 6 o'clock, for free football sessions. That's where I was this afternoon. We're just up there at the local community centre, just discussing stuff with them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's amazing to hear. Obviously, we know that facilities in Gateshead at the moment are not the best and not the rarely available, really. So to hear that when the leisure centre does come back, I think that you're going to have another packed one on your hands, really.
For spaces. Probably.
Yeah. So
yeah. With the leisure centre, if we're still working on funding, but we're talking to be doing the junior heat on Saturday morning and probably one evening a week as well.
Mm-hmm. Another thing I was going to ask you, because I haven't been to the schooner in a little while. Obviously, when we were there, when we did the 400th show, they still had the foundation burger on the on the menu. Have they still got that?
Yes, they still got that, and the schooner, all the hot meals that we work with, the schooner provides all the hot meals for the football camps and that.
I can't say enough about Paul at the schooner. He's been a big supporter of the podcast, and obviously now with yourselves for many years. We've had quite a few shows, even 5 years ago during the dark days. We had a few meeting stroke shows there as well, and very, very supportive. And say if you're ever in the vicinity, either you get to the game early and you fancy a bit of food, pop down the schooner. It is absolutely fantastic. Or even if you're having a night out with the better half or just friends and family, go down to the schooner. Most nights there is something on, whether it be a quiz or entertainment. It's a beautiful, friendly pub. And get yourself down.
The food's amazing down there. Me and Trina go quite a lot. The food's amazing. The Coke's a bit can's a bit flat in the soda, but otherwise it's fine.
And Paul could probably tell you a few stories when he's seen us fall out my wheelchair backwards when I've been drunk, but hopefully he didn't do that.
He looked like the bloke from Deliveroo the day when I was at the stadium when he turned up with all the bags full of hot food and stuff for the kids and that.
Great. As I said, we've got a message here from Cow Did. Absolutely fantastic to hear that this great work. It's a good look for the club and much needed in our community, especially in these times. And it certainly definitely is. I spoke to Jo at the Christmas breakfast with Santa, and she was telling me, lots of things about how envious Premier League clubs are of what we've achieved. They're coming to Jo to ask about what she's doing so they can try and implement that themselves. And that's, we're talking massive clubs.
Me and Joe's been involved with a few meetings with Newcastle United Foundation, mm-hmm. and we're still in the early stages, but there may be some collaboration work in the summer holidays. We've referred a couple of our outreach kids to their foundation who are doing like the education services and that, because we haven't got the facilities to do that. But we've had quite a few meetings with Newcastle Foundation so far, and it's going well. And I mean, if Sunderland Foundation ever chat with her, I'll quite happily do that as well.
It's nice to hear, isn't it? Because, I think in this time and, the climate, everyone needs to be working together. It's not about what your club can be doing for people. It's what everyone can be doing. It's lovely to hear that as well. Of course, we've got a couple of messages about the schooner. You have to book a table, so it gets very busy for the quiz night. And the schooner, good food and big portions too. It really is. Mm-hmm. And so keep them predictions coming in. We'll put Steve on the spot. What are your predictions for the next two games?
I don't want to be in doom and gloom, but after two away wins, it'll probably be nils each at Oxford with Oxford. If it's classic Gated, but really it should be 2-0. And I would say we'll play better away from home. I'll go for 2-0 at Woking as well.
There we go. So 2-0.
I can just imagine Mickey's going to be going off it on Saturday, and Mickey will know the person who sits behind us will be shouting, hoofing up. But it's 0-0 after 75 minutes.
So there we go. Steve, I would say don't be a stranger. Anytime you want to come on, always an open invitation, of course, to Tracy as well. Tracy's panicking because she's still in the background, worried in case I bring her on for her predictions. She's nodding. She doesn't want to come back on. I'll not do what I did to Josh.
What it is, though, what people don't realise is Tracy's locked in Steve's basement.
Yeah, that's... severed goat head. Steve, thank you very much for your company tonight. It's been great to have you on, and we're going to wrap up the show and get our predictions in, give people the time to get theirs in, of course, any other
hopefully
business.
See you and the family at the Easter breakfast clubs.
Hopefully.
Keep up the great work, mate. That's all I can say.
Between you, me and the Garden Post, looks like the kids are moving to school, to be honest, because St. Anne's is a mess at the minute because they haven't got their own building. It's a right palaver. So on that note, we may be able to get to these things better.
It's a good enough reason to move, though, isn't it?
It is. Tell you what, I went up to school and put on the forms back and say I need to go to the Gated Foundation. That's where it is. But Steve, thank you very much. Great. Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks for having you on. Take care.
See you later. See you on Saturday.
Well, there we go. Steve Thornton and, of course, Tracy Wilson that we had on, and Josh from Patrick. We've had an absolutely fantastic show so far. Of course, if you are just tuning in, poor Davy Steele has been under the weather So he couldn't join us. He was ill yesterday, wasn't he? So a little
surprise. Yeah, he was poorly.
Got the permission off Paul Evans. Now, I don't know if he's a relation to Kieran Evans, but I'm guessing it might be. We've got this. Look at that. There's a young lad buzzing to be at a Gated game. I'm guessing to see a family member. I'm guessing. I may be wrong. But look at that. Heed Army, South Wales loyal. Isn't that lovely to see? And we were talking about this last night, Mickey. It's easy to get flags now than what it was back in the day. Because I talked about you had a big embroidered one, didn't you?
Like, yeah.
And, you know,
I'm actually, my mum and her friend actually made that.
Yeah. But as I say, lovely to see young lads and young families coming along, you know, and say we're seeing everyone come along, every shape, size, and colour, we'll say, coming along the Gated at the minute. It's a lovely atmosphere in that stand. And it's nice to see.
Well, we will see, Paul, if you want to come on, you're more than welcome.
I have asked Paul if he wants to come on. And as I say, we'll see if he will. One day, maybe, and I've got a message yet. It's David Evans, not Paul Evans. Apology. Well, hopefully, you can let us know if he is any relation. So, Paul Evans, there we go. And he sent it twice. It's that important that it was David Evans. Apologies.
No, that's not a very Welsh name if ever there was one. Is it David Evans?
No, definitely not. And so, great photo there. Yeah, it's great. And get well soon to what they call it. And are we going to be singing? Hang on, we've got there. We want Steely to get better, but are we going to be singing Mama do? That's the song, I'm telling you. Great one. So yeah, it'll be really, really good. And just having a look here, and we've got the 1 second, got loads of messages coming in here. I'm trying to keep up with them. There we go. And I think he's going to let us know if he is a relation. We're Welshman. So yeah, of course it's an Evans name, isn't it?
Well, I kind of guess they were Welsh, like
Wales, isn't it, really? Yeah, so remember, get them predictions in, keep them coming. The fantastic Johnny Gray, I'm getting his name right, to them. And so Mickey, what's your prediction for the two games?
Oh, I'm going to go, I could be falling on my sword here. I'm going to go.
It's not that big.
4-1 for Oxford. I know it's not. And I'm going to go 2-1 for Wogan.
So what was that? Sorry, what did you say for the Oxford one?
4-1.
4-1.
2-1 for Wogan.
Oxford, I'm going to go 3-1 Oxford.
3-1 Oxford?
No, like to Gateshead against Oxford, the scoreline. And Woken 2-1. We've got one here from Dan Bellies. When 3-1 win Oxford, ones each for Woken. Yeah, Woken's kind of like a bogey team, and they're fighting for their lives at the minute, so... It's going to be a tough game. Well, they all are now, aren't they? They're all tough games.
Yeah, massive new.
They certainly are. Just having a little look about, see if we've got any more messages. One second, it's Kieran's uncle, which is absolutely fantastic to see. Love to see families getting involved and playing as well. And playing, supporting. Talking of playing family members, Kedwin Scott put a picture up of his dad playing five-a-side. I tell you what, he must have got his skills from his mum.
Really?
Oh yeah, he was he did better than what I could do, obviously, but I think his mum gave him the skills, the football skills there, but yeah, we'll say to Colin, keep practicing.
I will say, if you can make it, folks, the lasses are playing, and there's got a double header at home on Sunday. You've got the main Lass's first team are playing at 2 o'clock against Bishop Auckland at home, and the under-16s, if they win that game, 11 o'clock kickoff against Consett, if they win that, they win the league. Ooh. So if you get down to either the game, please try your best. Lend your lasses your support as well on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's fantastic. Get yourselves down to that, and see, we'll still... If anyone's got any messages or any topics, we're not going to talk about the Blythe one. I think we kind of covered it earlier on. We just hope everything works out there I think Gated fans are just on high alert when they see owners come in. Things, don't you? So
what means what that knacker tried to do at this football club.
Well, look, less said about that the better. But another big exciting week. Monty's back. It feels like last season going into the quarterfinals with Monty.
Well, he says people think I've got separation issues.
He's got a bungee cord, I think, on his bringing him back. Louise Dix, she's went 3-0 Gated, 2-2 Woking. We've got here. We've got could be a big week in terms of playoff push. Of us playing Oxford and Woking, both in the relegation zone, but that comes with its own dangers in itself. As I say, for the lives, nothing's ever guaranteed. But on the flip side, though, you look at that. You look at the games that we've got in hand. If results go our way and we can pick up 3 points in those games, then things start to take a different twist, where you've got a little bit of breathing room to lose a game, not that you want to lose a game, but you and stay in the playoffs, because it's very tight up there. And I'll just bring the league table back up. I think down to 10th is probably the cutoff period at the moment, unless Dagenham and Redbridge can put a real good run together. You would say Hartlepool up, or they're going to be in contention for the playoffs at the moment. After that, I think you've got such a tight relegation battle. There's 5 points all the way down to between 13th and 4 points. Is it three? It's 3 points.
It's too small on my screen.
Between 13th and 21st, there's only 3 points involving all of those teams. So anybody could go down at the moment. And that's going to be an interesting one to watch. Glad we're not involved in it.
I think Maidenhead are sliding towards that again, aren't they?
Certainly look that way. I mean, there was times Southend were in the bottom four during the live league table. We've got
knee one. Let's not kid ourselves. Knee one's good enough to stay up. Like, you know what I mean? We're too good to go down. Well, bullshit.
After all, calling an apology here. Apparently, sure it was me. Ked was rinsing his Uncle Tiny. Well, he looks like you. That's what I'm going to say. other news here. Thank you for reminding us. We didn't say that. Stott has had his contract, loan deal extended till the end of the season from Middlesbrough there's more to come from him as well, definitely. And I mean, let's talk about Kane Adam as well, to get the pronunciation right. He had a fantastic game last night, didn't he?
In a different position as well. I must admit I've been very impressed, and I'm not just saying it because the Evans have been on here. Kieran Evans, I've been really, really impressed with him. Kane Adam well, and young Stott has come in and filled in. It's positive. It's really, really positive, especially when you add the other five we talked about early in the show.
There's going to be a plethora of players available as long as there isn't suspensions and injuries. But we've got four players to come back from injury.
Yeah.
It's pretty, and we're not just talking squad players. Yeah, we're talking who are pivotal starters at the beginning of the season, so they're gonna have to fight to get back in because the lads are playing well, and that's just what a manager wants, isn't it? So it's fantastic. And quickly get your, if you haven't got your predictions in, it's 4 points between 11th and 21st, so it's really tight. Any weekend can change, or any week if there's full games this week.
We are now 52 points, isn't it?
53.
Well, I was safe now, that's fine. We've avoided relegation, lads. That's the first thing I always look at. Avoid relegation. Anything after that is a bonus.
It certainly is. Well, we're going to wrap it up there. A massive thank you to our guests tonight. We had a great group of guests. Josh from Patrick, we always say thank you, and thank you to the guys at Patrick, because I've never experienced a shirt manufacturer get involved with the club the way they have, and with the fans. It's a fresh take. And look, obviously, there's a lot of football to be played between now and trying to get to the FA Trophy final. But they're going to be on board to take on what you want from the club, you know, what you want from them if it was to happen. So get involved in that show when it happens. That's not for a Wembley shirt. It's for what the fans want from Patrick and what Patrick can deliver. It's going to be a nice little open forum, so to speak, for that one. But also Tracy, lovely to have her on, and say a lot of time for Tracy, and it's nice to know that she's in a good place and raring to, you know, push the soul forward as she always does. And of course, the beautiful Steve Thornton, who had a watch. he's still in the background, he's having a smirk. Fantastic show tonight. Thank you, everybody. Get well soon, Steely, Mickey. Thank you as ever. Always a good show. And as I say, have a lovely weekend. Get down on Saturday. More importantly, drag people down. Something special is happening at Gateshead. Regardless of where we finish this season, this has been a beautiful season so far. We've got a lot to play for. And let's get more people coming along to witness it, because these lads deserve to have more people witnessing it.
Definitely.
Right. On that note, everybody, goodbye. And remember to subscribe. Bye.
Take care, everyone.